Thanks, Meredith. Wrong on Carlisle is the text message here from David. He was going to the Saints and the Hawks tried to sweep. Okay, fair enough. Saints then paid overs, according to Dave. All right, so the Hawk.
There you go.
Clarko was the swooper. Unsuccessful. Missed.
An unsuccessful swoop.
Won't stop him from trying again. Welcome to this man, the Field Marshal.
Sam Edmund for First Option Bank, the most progressive member-owned bank in Australia. Special SEN loan offer now available.
Shop yourself around a bit.
Boy, what was that? I like the sound of it, though.
You like the sound of that?
Growing on me already in the space of a couple of seconds.
Very in demand, he is, the fieldie, who's dressed, I might say, exactly like Wispy. It's just unbelievable. They've both come in. I might get a photo and put this up on our...
A mentor of mine.
Our Twitter or web page.
Is it possible to have a fashion mentor? It is now.
It's extraordinary.
Oh, Gary, boy.
Gary dresses like me half the time, and now I've got Sammy dressing like me too.
Do not, but you two look like twins.
I have to go to the Broncos cap next week.
Okay. What have you got for us this morning?
Speaking of people in demand, well, let's talk about Bradley Hill. He is in demand, but the problem is St Kilda and Fremantle are currently at war over this bloke. It's a real high-stakes brinkmanship case here, and it took off yesterday. So the Saints offered pick six, a future second rounder. They also made it clear they were willing to involve West Australian Blake Akers in any sort of arrangement. Mm-hmm. The Dockers said, nah, we're not interested in Akers. And instead, we want your six. We want that second round pick next year. And we also want a future third round pick as well. The Saints not only called the Dockers bluff and backed away, but they then sent pick six to the other side of the country, to GWS, for two later round selections, that being 12 and 18. So that does give the Saints greater scope to get the likes of Dougal Howard, like you were mentioning, Koutafidis, Zach Jones, Paddy Ryder, and they've also got an interest in Dan Butler as well. So it's a lot of talent to bring into your list. But theoretically, I guess, it takes them further away from Hill, who now must be sitting back thinking, gee whiz, I've got an anxious few days ahead of me here.
He becomes a swoop target for me.
How much?
That's Simon Lethlean making a bid for not only Golden Feather, but tough talker and tough actor.
He wants to scoop the pool this year. How much money are we talking about, Hill, the contract part of it?
Well, we don't know exactly, but we're led to believe it's north of 800,000. It's a big contract.
Yeah. So it's hard to swoop and accommodate an $800,000 contract, isn't it?
And a lot of clubs have already done all the due diligence, all the homework, all the courting on other players throughout the year. So to change tack is a big thing. You talk about being the tough talker and the Golden Feather. I'm looking at it the other way. What about Peter Bell? This would be the feather in the cap's in danger.
This is the man who the award's named after.
Exactly. Well, he's put it all on the line with Brad Hill.
Well, he didn't get the feather in his cap last year because he couldn't keep Lachie Neale.
He could end up with a wispy feather. he might end up with a wisp.
We might have to invent a whole new award for him.
Oh, no.
So where does it go now? So then they're going to go back to the drawing table, okay? So that six is no longer available, but there's a 12 sitting there and an 18. So what do you think they do now?
Who knows? I think other clubs are going to get involved. I still think it happens. History says they still find a way and someone will blink at the end. So I think it'll happen, but... Boy, trying to guess the formula is fool's gold at the moment. I tell you what, speaking of young talent, we had Matt Rowell and Noah Anderson in earlier this week. It was great to have them in. Towards the end of the interview, you guys asked Noah about some of the questions that the guys got from clubs, and Noah admitted he'd got a hypothetical life-or-death train track question where he had to choose how many people died. Pretty serious sort of stuff. Well, it has staggered Malcolm Blight over there in Adelaide. He has taken aim at recruiters big time yesterday, saying this line of questioning could provoke mental health problems. Blight slammed the approach. It was on Sports Day SA yesterday.
If the AFL don't do something about this, we may have more mental problems. And I'm serious about this. Why would you put young men into choosing how many people should die in a make-believe test of character? Someone's hijacked our game. We're talking life and death situations that none of us, at any age, 99.99% of us never experience. Why are they doing that with 18-year-old kids, David?
Yeah.
This is sick. No. This is actually a sick, sick thing going on.
I think he makes a good point. Does he not? Well, have we gone too far with this sort of stuff? We had a giggle about it because they're left
all
field.
All of those questions have been going for 5, 10 years. They've all been stupid. We just look at them as stupid. I don't look upon them as
I've never thought of it like
health
that, but
inducing.
Maybe do we...
I did some research on this yesterday as to where this whole question came from, and it was a psychologist that invented this back in 1967 or 1969 or whatever it is. It's a hypothetical thing that's supposed to give you some insight into the emotional morality of somebody. I don't know then how that is used at a football club level.
My question is this. Whoever asked that question, were they just trying to establish their bona fides and try to look clever? Because there is any answer that Noah Anderson is going to give to that question or any other question that's going to have them turn around and look at each other and go,
they're still taking him.
Well, he's just pushed himself out to pick 38. It's just not happening.
Tennis world number one Ash Barty. She's celebrating another milestone. She won the Don, the Sport Australia Hall of Fame trophy, named in honour of Sir Don Bradman last night. She beat home a pretty elite field. Dylan Alcock, Cooper Cronk, Steph Gilmore, Caleb Ewan and the like. Jamie McLaren, he's bagged a hat-trick. Socceroos 5-0 thrashing of Nepal in Canberra last night. The Nepalese ranked 161 in the world. Wisp tied in the second half. Were lucky not to go down by a bigger score. An Aussie 6'6" giant Harry Suter scored on debut for Graham Arnold's side.
He does. He scored on international debut. Harry Suter. Remember the name.
I'll leave you with this. Scotty McLaughlin has set a new record for fastest practice lap ever at Bathurst. Tearing around the mountain in a fraction over 2 minutes and 3 seconds. Rain forecast for the weekend, so they might not get much quicker than that. But McLaughlin said the track took real courage, Gary, at the best of times. Well, I think that's how he put it anyway.
This track does require a few gonads. So
gonads. My spies tell me that, Gary, you may have received a call from Bathurst yesterday too. Is that right?
They're 100%
right. The possibility of being a backup driver for Scotty
McLaughlin? I don't know, I missed the call, but I had a call at 6:38 p.m. from Bathurst.
Is there a possibility that he was looking at highlights of your drive in the Celebrity Grand Prix many years ago and thought, hang on a minute, hang on a goddamn minute. Yeah. That bloke looks like he knows what he's doing. He knows how to dodge kangaroos on Mount Panorama.
You're all over it. Well, hey, thanks, Fieldy. We'll talk to you a little later. David Van Dyke, Jason McCartney, Ben Nile, Mike Sheen. Very busy. Sammy here for First Option Bank, the quiz. For IMAR is next. 1-300-736-736 is the number. Ah, yes, indeed. Welcome back. Great to have you. It's a fun Friday. We won't be here next Friday. That's why Mike won't be here.
That's right. We have next Friday off, don't we? And then we've got the week off after that as well. Hey, gas and whiskey. Who should the Tigers chase over the trade period? That's from Dion in Parramatta. Love, heart.
I think the Tigers, I don't know what they're doing. It doesn't sound like they're doing much, and they don't really need
they
to.
They don't need to.
They're in a great position to.
Goodness me.
They've got a VFL team that has just won a premiership, full of players who probably aren't going to get opportunity in the next, you know, 2 or 3 years. Mm. That's where you'd be swooping.
Rance to come back, Stacky to come back. The boy Pickett only played the one game for the year. So there are a lot of things to love about
Collier
it.
Collier Dawkins, still do. My man's going to play.
Chrissy Nash, haven't seen much of him yet either.
So lots to get excited about if you're a Tiger.
Sam Edmund for First Option Bank, the most progressive member-owned bank in Australia. Special SEN loan offer now available.
Hang on. Preacher Gary, I want to listen to yourself. When you asked about Angus Brayshaw 2 days ago, I can tell you 100% it ain't happening, or words to that effect. Take it easy. He champed me, this person.
What?
Tim, it's champed me.
I like that.
I think I might get it out and replay it. This is way to deliver it. I had very, very, very strong information. I just said 99.95%.
Yeah, you said it ain't happening.
It's not happening. And that's preaching for you. G'day, Sammy.
Oh, g'day, Gaz. So,
what is happening out there?
Well, Orazio Fantasia isn't happening. Gaz, did you think Orazio was going to Port Adelaide?
Probably in the end, but I wasn't sort of following it that closely.
Tim?
We all got conditioned to thinking that, didn't we?
We did, didn't we? Port Adelaide certainly did.
Did they think he was going there?
Privately, they are flabbergasted.
Really?
That they haven't got him. Absolutely. They are claiming that he's pulled out of a trade that's months and months and months in the making.
Your manager, Michael Doherty, said they didn't even talk.
No, but he's only been the manager for a week, though, Michael Doherty.
No, Port never actually sat down with him directly. That is
so
true.
So who were they talking to then?
Well, Nathan Bassett was working as the intermediary, and Tom Jonas was working as the intermediary as well. They're good mates, but then the Bassett link is he coached him when he was playing in the Sandford going back.
Hang on, so they just had direct contact with Orazio Fantasia, not through his manager.
Nope.
Through somebody he had a relationship with, then Nathan Bassett, and a player there at Port Adelaide.
And don't worry, it had gone
That's a
fair way.
That's a very odd situation.
Because Essendon and Port Adelaide had talked about involving Sam Powell-Pepper in the trade, and the Bombers had done some background work on Sam to get him across as involved in the deal. So, and then he appoints Michael Doughty as the Adelaide-based manager. So you're right, we all were conditioned, and then bang, he stays. He's contracted at Essendon until the end of 2021, and for his part, he thinks, hey, I've had my knee operation, I've had the minor knee clean-up, I've had the hip operation as well. I'm going to be a different player next year for the next 2 years, and he's stayed loyal to the Bombers. We don't see it too often in this case.
No, we don't.
Good to see when it does happen. Geelong's formed a stack of rival interests for Brad Crouch this year. I reckon there's about half a dozen clubs, I'm told, that came knocking for Brad.
I read on Fox Footy or Fox website that they offered $800,000 for Brad Crouch.
No, so the situation is...
That's not right.
I think it started with Sam, didn't it? Start this story about him being offered $800,000?
I did, but that's not true. No,
put into context.
That might have been taken out of context, but we know he's after a 5-year deal at the Crows, mm-hmm. said to be, close to $1 million a season. Mm-hmm. Now, the other clubs have come sniffing, not so much in this trade period. They know they're going to have to give up the world to get him out of the Crows at the moment. It's all about free agency next year. Now, I simply said that the Cats, pretty easy to say they can't afford him, but they were going to offer Tim Kelly $800,000 a year, and he's left.
Right.
So clearly they have some space there to work a deal.
But you didn't say
they'd offer him. They had not made an offer. No, it hasn't, and they haven't come back in since Tim Kelly left. I checked that as well. So it all points to free agency next year for Brad Crouch, who probably won't sign a new contract if he does at Adelaide now for several months into the season. The new coach coming in wants to assess the list, as you'd understand. So watch this space on Brad Crouch. No, he wants a long-term deal. He's contracted for next year.
He's
already contracted for next year.
And on the Crows too, it's reported by Jake Nile in the Age this morning that they've interviewed Robert Harvey.
Yes, for the senior job.
Yes.
Yes, he must have been involved in that round of interviews that we spoke about yesterday.
Did we mention Harvey yesterday?
We didn't mention Banger Harvey.
I don't think we mentioned
him. You mentioned it to me.
Oh, did I?
It must have been off air.
Yeah, must have been.
Try doing some of your good stuff on it.
Grant Birchall. Grant Birchall in, Luke Hodge out, the Lions have signed.
Help us a bit.
You're not sitting on another story,
No.
Lions have signed another celebrated Hawthorn Elder statesman. So Birchall signs for 1 year, but believes he can play for another three despite managing only, 8 games in the past 3 seasons with those injuries. Hey, Cameron Gannon, he's a Queensland quick. He plays for the United States cricket team, has done what Jofra Archer, Stuart Broad, Ben Stokes, and company couldn't do in England, and he's got Steve Smith out for a duck. Jeez. On day one of the Bulls Sheffield Shield match against New South Wales, Smith averaged 110, if you don't mind, in the UK.
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah.
Couldn't be brought down, but he was taken right back down to earth by our man Gannon at the Gabba.
Every delivery, anyway. Gannon will have another crack at Steve Smith. Out! Oh. Caught! Second slip, Joe Burns removes Steve Smith.
Take a photo of the scoreboard. He's got a duck next to his name.
Who's that commentator?
I don't know, Tim.
Come on, give us a
name. No, I don't know. You want to get me into trouble today.
New South Wales, 3 for 50, chasing Queensland, 153 in that game. The Vics dominating against South Australia, finishing 1 for 362 at stumps on day one. Nick Madison, 195 not out for Nick Madison, if you don't mind putting his name back up in lots.
He's a talented cricketer, this bloke.
Oh, you have to. 195. Is he back in the mix, do you think, Gary?
I think his talent always has him in the mix, and if he keeps making runs like that, how could you not be?
Ash Barty won the Don Award, Sport Australia Hall of Fame, a trophy named in honour, of course, of Sir Donald Bradman, and Scotty McLaughlin set that new record, fastest lap ever in practice at Bathurst yesterday. Gary, qualifying on the mountain today.
And was Dennis Cometti, was he inducted into the Hall of Fame last night? Congratulations, Dennis.
Well done.
What a great man he is, Dennis.
And the other
Cometti.
Names, I think Robbie McEwen, the cyclist, was inducted
McEwen,
as well.
So was Emma Snowsill, who's a triathlete.
Yep.
We've also got Stephanie Rice, Russell Mark. I used to work with Russell Mark. He's a great fella. Matt Cowdery, he's a Paralympic swimming champion. Dawn Fraser. She's inducted in 1985 and is a legend in 1993. Cheryl Salisbury as a football player as well.
So not sure about Dawn's attire on the night. It was all very formal, and Dawn had some sort of puffer jacket on.
No, that photo's not that. That's a casual photo.
No, but I saw the presentation, and she had the puffer on.
Well, maybe they didn't have the heating turned on.
It was cold in there.
Not everyone can dress like you.
Turn it up. Farmer. Don't turn it back on me.
Don't forget, caller of the week. You can win a Toyota Hilux SR5. Own a Toyota. Download the My Toyota app today. Jordan DeGoey's manager, Ben Niles, going to join us next. He'll give us the facts. 7-year deal. We'll find out whether that's real or not.